Javi and Bree get matching tattoos. Leah and Jeremy have a little bit of too much quality time. And Janelle's ordering us world-ending Survivor kits. So let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Honestly,
trying to connect how this song related to this episode, and it doesn't. It's just a good song. It's a bop. But what's up, guys? It's the Teen Mom 2 After Show. As always, I'm your girl, Drew Jones, and to my left is my fave.
Hey, guys. Brianna Phipps here.
What's up, girl?
It's been a week, girl.
Yeah, it's Monday.
And MTV Movie Awards. I was a little surprised that we actually had an episode tonight.
Yeah, I was too. But I feel like, I don't know if this will, I feel like this makes sense to 90s kids. I feel like Teen Mom is kind of to the movie and video music awards how SpongeBob always was to the Nickelodeon awards. Like, they always had an episode that played right before. You'll know what I'm talking about if you're a 90s kid. But let's get into tonight's episode. We're going to talk about Janelle and the whole house debacle. We're going to talk about Chelsea versus Adam's mom and who's telling the truth. And later on in the show, we've got our gold star moment of the week. So if you are in the chat, our live chat right now, or if you're watching from home, be sure to let us know what your gold star of the week is and we'll be happy to shout it out. Okay, who do we even start with? You know?
Do I want to go good or bad first? That's the question.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go with Janelle.
All right.
I just want to get her out of the way. So in tonight's episode, their house is sinking. So they claim.
They claim it was the way that the people that built the house didn't do a foundation right or something like that. And the ground is too soft. And so their house is sinking, which is causing cracking in their ceiling.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on here. So they call the VP, or they call the modular home people who built their house, and the VP comes out. And essentially the entire time we're on Janelle's storyline, it's David telling this professional how they did it completely wrong and then threatens to tell everyone on social media that they can't.
Her 12 million followers.
Which we checked, it's 2.8. Okay, chill out there. 2.8, not 12 million. What were your thoughts on that whole?
I mean, as someone who knows absolutely nothing about foundation or about building houses, I'm going to trust professionals on this one because they were saying that they needed a pump or something to get the water out from underneath the house.
You would think.
I don't know. I don't know if they did build it in the wrong way because I don't know anything about it, unfortunately, and I wish I did. But I also just don't think that yelling at people that are coming out to look at your house is the way to go about it, though. Because he's being kind of rude to the guy.
Which, I mean, it's David, so I don't expect that much. But what's weird, it's not even just like, it's not a contractor. It's not, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Harry in the company. It's the VP.
Yeah. It was like the head of the.
Yeah.
The place.
Someone I would say probably knows a thing or two about contracting and houses.
I mean, look, they said that if they don't fix it, they're going to take them to court. So if it goes to court, then I guess we would find out who was right and who was wrong.
Yeah, it just,
I mean, it does suck. Like, your house is sinking and you just built it. But you also built it in the middle of the woods nowhere.
That was going to be my second point was this is your land, you know. You chose to have a house built on this land. So the condition of the land, I don't necessarily think would be the responsibility of the people who built the house. Like, I feel like they can only do X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, the condition of your land is going to be the condition of your land.
Well, they were saying that they didn't build the foundation out long, like large enough to build the house or something along those lines. I don't know. Again, I don't know the logistics of building houses.
If you, for some reason, love building houses and watch this Teen Mom 2 After Show, please let us know some of the basics of building a foundation on a house, because I would actually be very interested.
I just chalk it all up to karma.
Facts. I do think it's very interesting that no matter what the scenario, it's not their fault.
It's never their fault.
It's never Janelle and David's fault. Ever in the history of everything has it ever been their fault. Can we talk about the survival kits, though?
Oh, yeah, because other countries having nuclear bombs and Trump. And in case someone wants to bomb us, they have their survival kits ready.
I had a lot of questions. My main question was, like, I feel like you guys like him, but whatever. I'm not going to get into that with you guys. But I just don't know how.
Also, just really fast, I'm just segue into our producer in the booth right now. If someone could run me in a power cord. My computer just died, and I need it.
Oh, yeah. We need power. I feel like a I don't know. A nuclear bomb. I just don't know. A survivor kit off of Amazon. Amazon Prime has many things. I am a firm believer in Amazon Prime. And if you want to sponsor me, Amazon, I would not be mad at that. But I don't know how, like,
I mean, it was what? It was a book?
It was a book, and
it was a book for children, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they were trying to say it was kind of like those books, like, learn how to do this for dummies.
Yeah.
But it said for kids or something like that.
Survive a nuclear war for kids.
And I don't, what else was in there?
I don't even know, because it was just, like, such a random thing that they decided. It kind of felt like they just didn't know what to do with this storyline. And so they're like,
let's just order something weird. It's interesting, because usually Janelle, like, has so much going on. And I feel like these couple episodes, like, it's just been, like, last episode was just her and David on vacation and, like, being annoyed with their kids. And this episode was just them being annoyed with their house. Not to say that that's, I want to see more drama from them, but it's just, it's almost like they're trying to have different storylines than they normally have because of what their normal storylines are.
Word. Speaking of having different stories, we have a bunch of different channels here on AfterBuzz, right?
We do. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We have drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. Literally everything.
Everything.
There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your guys' help. We are asking for you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and that will help us out greatly, but it will also help you out. It'll cater specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out, and it suggests content from other channels and podcasts that you might be interested in. It's like a win-win here.
It really is.
So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we do that we're sure you will love. Like, you're already turned into reality TV right now, so you can watch Floribama Shore when it comes back. Jersey Shore is currently on, The Proposal, The Bachelorette. All great shows. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, you don't have to be, because I know that that's always my number one thing. Like, don't email me a bunch. You can go ahead and unsubscribe to that. They're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thank you for being the best fans, and we will do our best to continue to serve you.
Yeah, we really do love you guys. And I will say that when you watch, I really like YouTube subscribing to channels, because when I watch, like, I watched one Dr. Phil video because I love Dr. Phil. And now whenever I get on my YouTube, it's just like all of these really good Dr. Phil videos, and then I just get lost in it. And so you could get lost in AfterBuzz if you want to. And who doesn't want to do that? I want to do that.
I mean, look, we have all been down the rabbit hole before.
Yeah. So why not?
So why not continue down that rabbit hole?
Why not go down it together? You know? Why not? Speaking of people going down the rabbit hole, I am so legitimately over these people. Brianna and Javi get matching tattoos. After we hear Brianna tell her mom that she doesn't know if she sees a future with Javi.
They've been together 2 months is what they said, right?
2 months. How, in a relationship, I have to know, and if you're in the chat, please let us know. 2 months into a relationship, where, what are you willing to do with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever?
Get to know them?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're sharing popcorn at that point at the movies. Like, or like
maybe you're spending the night more often or something. Maybe like you have a toothbrush at my house. Maybe that's, maybe, but I feel like for me, that's the most commitment for 2 months that I would have.
Exactly. I think my roommates are starting to know that you exist after 2 months, you know?
Yeah. Friends are finally kind of getting to introduced to you.
Exactly. But a tattoo?
I don't even think tattoos are great. Like, you know, everybody's entitled to whatever they want to do. For me, I would just never have. I've always been in the mindset, like, you don't get significant other tattoos because you never know, unfortunately, what could happen in the future. Like, if it's your child, sure. That is always going to be your child. Go ahead. Put their name on you. Symbolize them in some sort of way or your parent, anything like that. But significant other, it's too iffy nowadays, especially.
I just feel like it's a curse. It's a curse to get your significant other tattooed on you. Like, I've never met an old couple who has their names tattooed on each other because I feel like it's just the kiss of death for couples. But they decide to get tattoos.
They got the chess pieces. They got king and queen.
I'm glad they at least didn't get each other's names.
Yeah, at least it's not something that you can, in the future, know belonged to a significant other. Because as we know, they're not together anymore.
Right.
But you still have to look at it on your body and know that that's what represented.
Exactly. I personally feel like she, because he, you know, we find out that he wants to propose to her. And I don't know about you, but he's talking about how they have these deep, raw conversations and they're so in love. Am I the only one who feels like she's super detached from him at all times? Not even after he tells her he's going overseas for 6 months. Like, I just feel like she's never really showed that she's super interested.
And I think that's fine because, like I said, they've been dating 2 months and she lives in Florida. He lives in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I think she's still figuring it out, which is fine.
Which it's okay. Like, this is my issue with it. It would be cool if everyone was single, childless parties. But there are so many kids involved in this, and you're introducing them to one another and getting them attached to one another.
I will say that there's been a lot of drama.
Yeah.
For something that you're not 100% sure about.
That's my biggest thing, is you're so willing to expose your kids to this guy and let them get attached to him. And he's so willing to, you know, expose his kids to you and let them get attached to you. And you're so willing to go up against his ex-wife and do all this crazy stuff and say all these crazy things to her for something that you're not even, you clearly don't seem to be into that much. I just feel like that's a little wild. It's a little, I don't know. It's kind of almost like the rumors about you enjoying drama come off kind of true.
I mean, and we don't know. Like, I mean, obviously they're filming and they're choosing what they're showing. But yeah, it seems like she's into him as much as someone
would be when you first start dating somebody.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's into her.
Yeah, but I mean, military people also sometimes can get a little more invested than others quicker.
Yikes.
Because that's kind of that persona, especially if you're being deployed like he is. Like, it just kind of makes you want to have something stable back home.
Yeah.
Because your future is so unstable.
Well, speaking of his future being a little unstable, clearly it doesn't look like he actually served those 6 months, because what we were talking about before the show is we were trying to figure out the timeline.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm trying to figure out, they've been dating for 2 months, but I'm trying to figure out where we are month-wise. Like, what month are we in right now? Because we know that as of right now, he is back home. He has a girlfriend who is pregnant and looks like she is a few months pregnant.
Yeah.
But they did a New Year's special, but I think that was filmed in November. I can't be that long after November.
It's not adding up.
So either he didn't serve the full 6 months, or maybe he doesn't end up actually getting deployed because he said he was taking the place of somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because,
It just doesn't seem... I can't make this timeline
math time with Drew and Brie really quick. So, hypothetically speaking, if the reunion or this New Year's Eve special was in November, we're in June right now. Mm-hmm. So he had to have...
It looks like his girlfriend's at least 4 or 5
He had to have dated her for like 2 months, right? December, January. So then how long did it take him to meet this new girl?
Well, the new girl is his ex. from before her.
Oh, so they could have just already established. Okay, so then I think she looks like hella pregnant. So probably like February is when...
Unless he knocked her up right before he left for deployment.
But they did a baby photo shoot.
I don't know.
The timing of the song ending was so good. I don't know. If you're better at math than we are, let us know how you think this whole thing played out.
Just going to call out again for that power cord for my computer, Steve. If you could have someone running one in for me, I would appreciate it. Sorry, guys. I want to be in the chat to see if you guys are like letting us know, but my computer just died.
A lot. We'll stay on the hobby train as much as I hate it, and we will go ahead and go over to Kaylin. So Kaylin lets Javi know that he is being deployed, and she has a very valid point of saying, you created all this drama, and now you're leaving.
Yeah. Do you think, because I found the point that made the most sense to me from her was that, okay, so he doesn't defend her in any sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
From when Brianna says certain things.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm the mother of your child. You should not be letting her bash me like that. Or like, you need to defend both of us equally kind of thing, which I don't think that's 100% true, because obviously you're going to defend the person you're with maybe a little more. But I do think it is disrespectful to have those feelings towards the mother of your child.
Exactly. I think when there's you're in a 2-month relationship and your new girlfriend is talking about the mother of your child and telling her the S, her D, and all of this stuff. I think you don't have to, you may agree with her, but I think at the end of the day, you have to be like, you know what? This isn't a conversation we need to have. This clearly isn't going in a right path. Because Kaylin is kind of like, and I think Kaylin's very petty. I'm not a team Kaylin person.
Actually, Brianna seemed pretty easygoing about the whole situation with her this episode.
Yeah. I think my whole problem lies with Javi more than anyone, because I think Javi is playing this thing both ways. But I feel like the problem here is that you had a perfectly fine time co-parenting, and then you decided to get in this relationship, and then all things went to hell because you, Javi, let this become. Not anyone else. You allowed, you know, one side and the other side to think two different things, and because it painted you in this ladies man light, you decided to let it keep going, and now there's an issue. You're the father of this woman's child, like, and not only that, you're also claiming to be the father of not the father, but you're being a father figure to her other child. So yeah. It's like, you need to be respectful whether you like her or not.
I mean, my stance on this has always been the same thing. Both for Brianna, Javi, and Kaylin, all three of them, if this relationship, you know, now we know it's not what happened, but if that relationship was to be something, all three of you would have to figure out a way to exist around each other and for it to not blow up every time it happened. And it didn't seem like anyone was willing to be the bigger person and let that happen.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I just don't think it, you know, Javi doesn't seem mature enough right now, obviously, to have this kind of...
Facts. He actually said, he told Kaylin, you need to focus on Lincoln and who he's surrounded by, which is what she's doing by being concerned with you and, like, constantly putting Brianna and her kids into his life. I don't think Brianna's a bad person. I think she has two beautiful little girls. I think
she seems like a very good mom to them.
Yeah, she seems like a great mom. The issue is that you are fresh in a relationship and these kids are young and impressionable, and
it's not good because you never know. Kids hear everything.
Exactly.
So if Brianna's talking bad about Kaylin or Kaylin's talking bad about Brianna, they are hearing that. And yeah. That's not something that needs to be informed on them, especially at their young ages. They should be able to look at whoever is around them and not think of them as a bad person.
Exactly. Someone who's trying really hard to not let their kid think someone is a bad person is Chelsea. They went to court. Child support has been lowered from $900 to $500, which she says is annoying because Adam is going to think he won, but it's not really that big of a deal because Adam's probably not going to pay that either.
He has no job.
He has no job. But the problem that's really big here is that Adam's mom is kind of planting all of these lies, basically. She believes Adam isn't on drugs and isn't, you know.
Which, he failed a drug test.
Yeah.
That's just plain and simple science right there.
Yeah, you don't fail a drug test if you haven't done drugs.
It's also, I don't like them talking to Aubrey. Like, if you want to be upset with Chelsea and say that Chelsea is believing lies, that's one thing. But don't tell Aubrey that and don't use her as a pawn to be this middleman.
Exactly.
Because Chelsea's not talking with you. Like, you should be grateful the fact that Chelsea's even allowing you to have time with her, because she doesn't have to. You're the grandparent. You're not his, you're not Aubrey's parents in any sort of way. Like, she doesn't have to give you that time, but she's very graciously letting you have it. So why are you still...
And the fact that she's painting Adam in a way that doesn't demonize him for Aubrey is, like, so big of her. Because I know plenty of people who would easily be like, listen, your dad's not a good guy. But the fact that she's saying that her dad is sick and, like, using those that type of, like, vocabulary to make it... So that Aubrey has some type of, like, empathy towards the situation.
Because I think, should he, like, grow out of this and become, you know, a decent person moving forward, she won't have this villainistic painting of him until she watches the old Teen Moms. And then,
yeah, but, like, I think it's just, like, such a frustrating situation.
I mean, I know there's denial. I get that parents go through denial when their kids are doing stuff like this, but your kid has been arrested multiple times. He doesn't pay his child support. He treats both of his baby mamas not great. He's had DUIs. He's failed drug tests. He's gotten his license revoked more than once, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And he's the common denominator here.
After all of that, how are you still... Like, I get that he's your son, but, you know, then... Maybe you need to talk to him.
Very true. We had a very, speaking of interesting talks, we had a really interesting talk tonight between Leah and Jeremy, which as we were watching this, Brie and I were like, Leah has a very strong type. They all do, but like Jeremy looked very much like Corey tonight. And I was like, huh, interesting. But last week he apologized, for basically saying all the things he has on TV about her, which is dope. That's a great healing moment for them and a great, you know, step forward because they do have Addie together.
Yeah.
But we find out
there was a hookup.
There is some knocking of boots going on, as the kids say.
And she had to sneak out of the house.
She had to sneak out of the house like a teenager.
Ugh.
And it was very awkward with the producers kind of like bringing it up with them.
That was the most awkward thing because, okay, so Leah admitted to her friend that there had been that, that he had tried multiple times to have sex with her and that they had had sex one time.
Right.
And she told that story. And then they're sitting there in that living room and the producer just like says, so, like, are you guys going to get back together? With Addie in the other room, which is like, I thought that it was so awkward, but I'm so glad that they didn't like
try to bring it up too much because it's like Addie is.
That's not fair to her.
It isn't.
And she's so young and we already saw, you know, with the whole Play-Doh of like, I was born and then you broke up.
she said, y'all was together and then y'all broke up.
dead. Like, she probably does. Like, every kid wants their parents together.
Yeah. And she's a smart kid. She's obviously peeping like what's going on. But it's clear that Leah...
What'd she say? Don't do anything crazy.
Don't do anything crazy. It's very clear that they are not on the same page. When asked if they would get back together, Jeremy's like, I don't know. Meanwhile, Leah has a very quick and very sharp no. No, they're not getting back together.
But did you feel like her no was sincere? I felt like she said no because they were on camera, because Addie was in the other room. But I think that there might be still...
I think there could be. I mean, obviously there's feelings there. But I think her no is a hesitant no because it's like she's come so far since that. And she even said it herself, like, I'm not the same person that married him. I'm not the same person that divorced him. I've come a long way. And so I understand where she's like, it's like, I don't want to go back to that because I don't know what that's going to bring out of me.
Yeah, it's tricky because you don't want to be the couple, especially with the kid that gets back together, splits up, and keep doing that to your kid. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to get back together, you need to be sure about it. And I know there's rumors right now because he broke up with his girlfriend that he just was with, and people, because it was a cheating scandal, and I know people think that Leah is the girl he cheated with, and yeah. that might mean they're getting back together. I don't know. Only time will tell.
Only time.
Shannon's in our chat says, I think her no is her defense mechanism.
I agree. That is, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, that really kind of covers everything. We didn't get a chance to see the preview for next week.
Yeah, because of the movie awards, they didn't show one.
Yeah. Do you have a prediction?
Should we do our segments and stuff first?
Or? Oh, yeah. Let's. Yeah, you're right. Let's do our...
Give me some more time to think.
Yeah. Let you roast on that. Let's do our gold star moment of the week. Amazing. If you don't know what our gold star moment of the week is, it's basically every week we try to shine a light on cute or fun or, you know, well done moments. We try to bring some positivity to this show. So what is your gold star moment of the week?
My gold star, I'm going to give it to two people and their two children. I'm giving it to Watson and Addie. Because they were just both adorable.
I was going to do Addie because I knew you were going to do Watson. Go on.
Okay, I'll take Watson. You can take Addie.
Okay.
So Watson, just for being cute. Because he's so adorable.
He was like crawling. He just has the biggest head and it's so cute. Like I always am waiting for him to just like topple over.
I mean, if I'm being 100% serious, I'd give it to Leah for the way that she was handling the situation with the producers being awkward and stuff. Yeah. But I also just love Watson and I want to give him love.
For my non-serious one, I'm going to give it to Addie because she was killing me with her Play-Doh heart ripping it apart. This representation of her parents' love. I was like, same girl. But if I'm being serious, I always give mine to Cole. I think Cole just has a permanent...
That is true. And he did feel the like in between.
Yeah. Cole's dope because he easily could just go instant defense mode for Chelsea where he could get nasty with Adam's parents. But I think he has a really good understanding of it's important for Adam's parents to be in Aubrey's life. And so he tries to
think Cole's very good about knowing his place in the relationship as the father figure and
exactly.
the husband, but also knowing that there are components in Chelsea's life that he was not a part of before he came into it, and knowing when to stand by her and when to kind of let her take over.
Agree. He's a very good support system for her.
And if you guys have any gold star moments, like I got my computer back up, we're back in the chat, let us know and I'll shout you out. But with that said, let's get into some news and gossip.
I'm gonna throw it to you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Well, as we said earlier with Janelle, that she wasn't really like showcasing a whole lot lately on the show. She also came out with some tweets recently about not being held in the best light due to the editing team on the show, and thinking that's why people have this negative perception of her and David. So she put this first tweet that said, I really wish I was respected more by everyone, including society, but everyone just hates me because of MTV portraying me the way they want. I wish you were able to see my life through my eyes for once. She then followed it up saying, I know who I am and how my family is, and it's not what MTV shows.
But sis, you're kind of delusional, so I don't know.
Well, then some fans kind of talked back, saying, so are you saying MTV made all that up, edited all the fights with your mom to make you look bad? I have watched you since the beginning and was really hoping you would get it together, but it's gone from bad to worse. You need to hug your mom and treat her with respect.
That's a big paragraph for Twitter. I'm shook.
Another person said, blame MTV all you want, but police reports, court documents, and hospital birth records that prove you used drugs when you were pregnant says it all. Be a grown woman and take responsibility for what you have done. Stop blaming everyone else. Narcissism at its finest.
T.
And she responded back to one fan that said, so then that's not you we see on TV. Pretty sure all of your actions were done and said by you. She said, half the time we are mad. The attitude comes from cameras being in your face. Anxiety builds. Then you want them away. They only want the bad things. Nothing is about preventing pregnancy anymore. But
you can only watch a show about, like, hey, wear a condom for so many seasons, you know?
Well, it's also just, if you don't like how you're being portrayed on the show, then either one, change that perception by changing your attitude so they can't film those kinds of parts of you like Chelsea has. Like,
Yeah.
You know, Chelsea's not portrayed badly because she doesn't do bad things or do certain things that they can take and skew. Also, you have a choice. You don't have to be on the show.
Facts.
That's, I don't know. Like, I don't have a lot of sympathy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was forcing your husband to say what he said about many minority groups. And I don't think anyone has forced you to scream at your children the way that you do.
And Shannon's World also just said in our chat that David treats the kids horribly. That he thought the cameras were all off last week when the car and he was cussing out the kids. It's like, yeah, you can only falsify things to a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, you can edit certain amounts, but you're also, for years and years, have been portrayed this way because of how your actions are. So, I don't know. Like, you want to change people's perception of you, then change it. But you got to do it. I can't make my mind unsee everything that we've seen so far.
Facts.
Well, up next, some news came out this past week that Kaylin Lowry will be losing a Teen Mom 2 member in Isaac, will no longer be being filmed on the show. Her and Joe have decided that Isaac is of an age where he comprehends what's going on in the environment, direction of the show, and fights at the reunion are way too toxic and inappropriate for him to be around, and both Joe and Kale don't want him anywhere near it, is what a source has said. So it looks like this will be our last season seeing Isaac being a part of that show. We also know V's no longer going to be on the show moving forward either, which is Joe's fiance, and I don't know if that means that Joe also will not be a part of the show because he doesn't really have a storyline if Isaac's not there. There's also reports that Chris doesn't want Lux filming either, and there's no definition decision made about that one right now, but Lux also may not be a part of the show. However, we will still see Lincoln
because Hobby is part of the show. A drama queen. But you know what? I think that's actually kudos to them about the Isaac thing. He is getting to an age. He's like, what, 9, 10?
8, 9, something like that.
Something like that. That's like a weird age. That's when they really start peeping stuff. And, good for them for making that call.
And lastly,
I'm excited about this one.
So we finally got a kind of question maybe answered for who is replacing Farrah Abraham on Teen Mom OG. It is being reported that Cheyenne Floyd, who people may know from Are You the One and The Challenge on MTV, and her fellow cast member, who she has a child with, Corey Wharton, are going to be taking back over that spot. This is creating some controversy, though, because, one, Cheyenne was never a Teen Mom, so how is she part of Teen Mom Original Girls? And two, her daughter is one, she is 25, which means she had her at 24, meaning she was never a Teen Mom.
Yes, but there is a lot of interest around this. For a hot minute, for months, I think we didn't find out who the father of Ryder, which is the baby's name, until the baby was like 9 months. And then we found out it was Corey. But for a long time, she didn't say anything. And I don't think Corey knew until a long time. And there is a lot of drama, not necessarily on Cheyenne's behalf, but Corey with his girlfriends and their roles as stepmoms. So I think, I would be very interested. She's like also a young entrepreneur. I think she'd make a dope addition. And MTV has really been kind of blending their reality show cast together. I mean, The Challenge now has.
Well, I think they're trying to figure out, where do we go from here kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to be a part of Teen Mom. There's been a lot of controversy, people leaving, people bringing in. So maybe they just want something a little different. Yeah, I do get the point of that she's not a Teen Mom. So
yeah.
How is she on a show called Teen Mom?
But The Challenge was originally made for the Real World and for Road Rules cast members. And then they opened it up to the Are You the One? And then they opened it up to X on the Beach. And then they opened it up to Big Brother, which doesn't even have anything to do with MTV. So, the times at reality TV over at MTV are changing. And I'm open to this change.
Well, MTV has not confirmed it. So, we're not 100%. But a source did say it's official. The only way this doesn't happen is if Cheyenne or Corey backs out. But contracts have likely already been signed. So it's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I doubt that they're going to back out of it.
So we will see come next season of OG.
I'm here for
how that all goes down.
All right.
So that's it for our news today. I do want to yell out to our chat a bit and give some love to them. We have Kimberly Mayfield in here who also said that she subscribes. So yes. Thank you so much for subscribing, Kimberly. We have Shannon's World, Keen. Keen came late. He didn't know that we were on for Teen Mom 2 because Teen Mom Young and Pregnant was off.
It's okay,
Keen. You can go back and rewatch it, though. That's the beauty of YouTube. And Shannon's World as well. So thank you. And I'm sorry if I say your name wrong, but Amancio Walker says it's my birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're a Gemini?
Gemini.
I get along with Gemini, so good for you for not being a Pisces or something like that. And sorry to all the Pisces that you're a Pisces. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So like I said earlier, Brie and I did not see, and I don't think they even put one up of a preview for next week because the MTV Awards were on.
If they did, it came during a commercial of MTV Movie Awards and we didn't have time to watch it.
So what do you think is going to go down?
I'm hoping for some sort of movement forward because I feel like we've been kind of stagnant in a couple of these episodes. Like not a lot's been happening. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's not that it even has to be drama that happens. I just want to see us move past some of these issues we've already been talking about for so long.
Facts.
So I'm ready for the main things I want and I'm ready for is I think Javi's going to, you know, maybe he says he's going to propose to Brianna before he leaves. So I wonder if that's what causes the breakup. She's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm ready for their breakup to happen because it's like we're already so far in the future that we know they're not together. I'm just waiting for that to happen so we can kind of move past that storyline.
I agree, because I think that's what's making me roll my eyes so hard is that I know that they did not make it.
I think we're going to see more of this interaction. We didn't really talk about it today, but the Kale and Chris with baby Lux. Maybe see. We saw that he didn't. I don't know. He gave her two onesies or three onesies and some socks and hangers and one thing of formula, so he's trying, so maybe he'll step up a little bit more.
I just rolled my eyes really hard.
I don't know, like maybe we'll see that happen. Shan's World also said, but did Javi really even leave? Wouldn't he still be gone? I'm so confused on this. See,
same.
We had the same question.
Same.
Let us know if you guys figure out this timeline, because we couldn't add it up.
I think I'm pretty good at math, but that is just not adding up for me.
And then, you know, with Aubrey, I know I'm trying, like, again, I don't know what month we're in. I know that coming up at some point has the whole thing with Adam seeing her when he wasn't supposed to. So I'm not sure if that will happen next week or in a couple weeks, but I think we'll definitely see that kind of play out with Chelsea. And with Janelle, I've said it for I think 3 weeks now, if not the entire season. I'm just waiting for the episode that David's kicked off.
Agreed. I agree basically with that.
I'd rather watch Barb and Janelle go at it than have him on the show still. So
I absolutely agree. I'm very much over David. I want him off already. Just because besides how this, it's just been so uncomfortable watching him this season and how he talks to the kids and stuff. But I would just prefer that no longer to be on my TV screen.
With Leah, I think we'll see maybe a little more flirtiness with her and Jeremy happening.
Yeah.
Because I think that while they don't want to be together, I think they still are attracted to each other. I think they still obviously have feelings for each other. So that's going to kind of be a little bit back and forth for a while.
I agree. I agree with all of that. I actually don't think I have anything to add on besides that I'm really over this Javi Brie Kalen thing.
Yeah.
And I say that.
And guys,
every week.
If you guys have any predictions, even if you're not watching live, go ahead and leave them in the comments below. We read them every week. We love hearing from you.
Yes, we do. But I think that's all we got this week. So where can they find you throughout the week?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S. And where can they find you, lovely lady?
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. And on Thursday, I am on the Cloak and Dagger panel for Freeform. So if you love a good superhero show, that is one you definitely want to check out. 9 p.m. See you there. But we will see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.